We are on Daf Lamedaled Amed Beis, the middle of the Amid. Amar Afune Mashbiin Oisai Shvue She'enai Bershusai. My time Chayshina Shema Einav Nosanbo. Zot Rashi Mashbiin Oisai Amas Nisinkoi. Afune is going on the Mishneh. Afal pi shumishalem, even though shilem leirotzal ishova, kidiktoni shilem leirotzal ishova, mashbiyin oisoi, shvue shainai beshusoi. Balkoponim, the shaymas machuyev to swear that it's not beshusoi, even though he's paying for it. My time, chayshinan shema einov nosanbo. Maybe he's masking to pay because he wants to keep the pekodin for himself. We hear a gemara daf hayamid beis that Bemison people are moira heter. They feel they're not doing anything wrong. They're not choshed amamoyne. Since he's paying for it, he feels he's not doing anything wrong. So lemaise, this chash is a chash. So therefore, we have to be mashbiyim that she'ina b'shusay, even though he's paying, he has to swear she'ina b'shusay. Agavurche, the Ritva has a riches advorim, if this shvu is a deraisa deke shvue, that it's mutal on every shomer to be mevarer this, that it's eina b'shusay, besides all the other shoshes, shlei posha, shlei sholach boyad. This is mutal on a shomer to be mevarer this, that it's eina b'shusay. Let's say he swears shlei posha bo. So it's true, it's shlei posha bo, but it's b'shusay. Perhaps it's at the rice of the kishvah, and then it brings others hold, it's at the rabbon of the kishvah. Meisevei. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Ravuna. We learned a Mishneh, Amalve eschaveirei ala mashkin, ba'ova da mashkin. Ba'om aloi, so the Malve lost the mashkin. We'll see in Rashi that the Tana holds a malva la mashkin is a shemel socho. So if he lost the mashkin, so upon him the value of the mashkin, he's a choy to pay. Va'om aloi, now the malva comes to the loiv and he says, Sela he'll be sicha olov. I lent you a sela, shekel ho yeshove. And the mashkin was worth a chatzi sela. So memele, so you owe me yet a chatzi sela. Ba'alo says, teivei a chatzi sela. I lost the mashkin, so that's my achayis. So a chatzi sela, you don't owe me, but you owe me for the halvoa a chatzi sela, a shekel. Ba'alo oimer, and now the loive says, loi, it's not the way you said, ki sela ilvi sana olok, you'd lend me a sela, and sela ho yeshove, and the mashkin was worth a sela. So memele, so since you lost the mashkin, so I don't owe you anything. Bekitza is a koifer akil, the loiv is a koifer akil, potter, so he's potter to swear. Case, this is the reisha, the reisha, the sefer, the reisha. Sela he'll be sicha olo shekel ho yeshova. Again, he's tying you owe me a shekel. Ba'lo imer, and the loiva says, loiki, ela sela he'll be sani olo shloisha dinrim ho yeshova. Now there are four dinrim in a sela. He says it was worth three dinrim, so I owe you a dinner. So Bekitzer, the malve is being teveya from him a shekel, which is two dinrim. He says, you owe me two dinrim. And the loiva says, I owe you one dinar. Chayiv. So now the loiva is chayiv to swear shvuas made of b'miktzas. Case number 3. Sela ilvisani olov. Now the loiva is speaking. In the next two cases, the loiva is toiveya from the malva. The loiva says as follows. Sela ilvisani olov. You lent me a sel on this mashkin. Beis o yoshove. The mashkin was worth 2 sloim, so you owe me a sela. Ba'lo oima loiki el sela ilvisicha olov. Sela o yoshove. The malva says, no, I lent you a sela, and it was worth a sela. Potter. So the malva is potter. Because again, in this case, the loiva is taiveya from the malva to sloim. And he says, I only owe you I don't owe you anything. I lent you a sela, and the mashkin was worth a sela. I don't owe you anything. She's a kaifa haka. Sela hilvisani olov shnayim o yeshovet. This is the sefer, that the loive is teveya, again, he's being teveya, you owe me a sela. Ba'lo ima loiki ala sela ilvisicha olov, hey dinrim o yeshovet. So you're being teveya from me 4 dinrim. You say it was worth 2 sloim. Hey dinrim ha yeshova, I owe you a dinner. So he's being teveya from the malva for dinrim, and he's maiden a dinner. Chayev. So now the malva is a maiden b'mixis, so the malva is chayev to swear. Now, we continue. It says, mi nishba, who swears? Mi shapikodin etzloi, the one who the pekodin is by him. Shema yishofa zeh, maybe the other one will swear. Viyoitzi alo es apikod, he'll swear. And the one who the pekodin is by him will be mitzi the pekodin. Let us see Rashi Devayel. Shekel chatzi sela, potar haloiva min hashvue, she'en kan heidoa b'mitzas. He says, the malva says that the mashkin was worth a shekel, you owe me a shekel, and the loiva says the mashkin was worth a sela, and I don't owe you anything. That's the first case. Chayiv lishava, the second case is, that the malva says that the mashkin was worth a shekel, so you owe me 2 dinrim. He says, the loiva says the mashkin was worth 3 dinrim, I owe you a dinner. Chayv li shove, shekacha yishove, mishalom loy dinner, shahid aloy. He's moidus, he pays a dinner, and he has to swear, if he owes him another dinner. Now, the sefer we have, ushtayim oye shove, ba loive teveya samalve, es yeser domov. The loive is teveya the malve, that means, I gave you a mashkin which is worth 2 sloim, you lent me a sela, you lost the mashkin, so you owe me now a sela. Because of a high tane, a malva la mashkin, shema socha hu. The malva is a shema socha on the mashkin, so if you lost it, you are choy for it. So in the first case in the sefer, the malva says, no, I lent you a sela, and the mashkin was worth a sela. Potem in hashvue, she'en kan heido, she'chayv leitlum. There's no heido whatsoever. Now, it says further, who swears? So the one that has the pekodin will swear, because if the other one swears, v'yaitzi halo v'yipsalenu, he'll take out the pekodin, and he'll passel the one that's warm. So let us go a little further, and then we'll try a little to elaborate on this shash. So the Gemara asks, ahai. He says, we're giving a reason that the one who has the pekodin swears, because if the other one will swear, so we are afraid that the one that has the pekodin will be mighty the pekodin and will passel him. So the Gemara asks, ahai, on which case are we giving this halacha and this reason? We're saying the one that has the pekodin has to swear, because if not, he'll passel the nishbash kenegdoi. Ahai, ilema a sefer, if this is going on the sefer, that means that the sefer is that the loivis teveya from the malve, the mashkin was worth 2 sloim, and the malve says the mashkin was worth 5 dinrim. So, in other words, the malve is moide to the loive, I owe you a dinner, I lent you a seller. The mashkin was worth 5 dinrim, so I owe you a dinner. And the loive says, no, you owe me 4 dinrim, not 1 dinner. And there it says that the malve has to swear because he's a moide b'mitzitz. Is ilayme aseife. So if this halacha that says that Misha Pekodin Etzloi swears, Shema Yoitzi Apikodin, why do you have to give reasons why the Malve has to swear? V'teipik lay the Shvue Gabi Malvehi. The Malve is Mechuyiv to swear. He's a Maida B'mitzis. He has to give reasons why he swears. Daka Maida Mitzis Ataini. He's a Maida B'mitzis. Ella Omar Shmuel Areshe. Now this reason that says that he has to swear, this reason that it says he has to swear because the pekodin is etzloi, is going on the Reshe. My Areshe, a sefer the Reshe. It's going on the second case in the Reshe. Sela, now what was the second case in the Reshit? Sela, hilvi sicha olo, shekel o yeshob. The malve comes to the loive, and he says, I lent you a sela, and this mashkin. The mashkin is worth a shekel, a half a sela. So you owe me a shekel, you owe me another half a sela. Ba'lo oime loiki, and the loive says no, el sela hilvisani olov. You lent me a sela, and shloisha dinrim hoyer shoven. And the mashkin was worth 3 dinrim. Chayiv. So there it says in the Sefer Dereshe that the loive is mechuyiv to swear. The Zachiyim Shvu on the Loive. The Loive says, I owe you a dinner. The Malva says, you owe me 2 dinner. So the Loive is Amayde B'mitzis. So it said in the Sefer Dereshe Chayiv that the Zachiyim Shvu, the Shvu Gabi Loive Hu, the Loive is Mechuyiv to swear. Omar Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon said, Lishtabe Malve, let the Malve swear, Shema Yishovaze, maybe the Loive will swear, V'yoytzi halo esapikot. Now let us see Rashi. Ahai koi mi nishba diktoni bo. It says here that who swears? The one who has the pekod. Ilema aseife, achiyuv the seife, the shvue, that he's mechuyiv in the seife. So you don't have to give reasons why the malva has to swear. Typically, because the malva is amayda b'mitzis, v'lomalei l'mitlei taime b'shemo yoytzi ha'pekodin v'yivselenu l'edis u'lishvue. The reason the malva has to swear is because the loive is taiveya from the malva for dinrim. He's made in one dinner. So he's mochiv to swear because he's a made of a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going on the sefer, it's going on the reisha. Maya reisha, or reisha potriktoni. The reisha, it says, that the malve said that the mashkin was worth a shekel, and I lent you a seller, and the loive says, no. The mashkin was worth a seller. So, and if it's going on the reisha, reisha potok toni, the reisha says that the loiv is potos, so it can't be going on the reisha. A sefer the reisha, a chiyuv diktoni bereisha koi. There's a chiyuv that it says in the reisha, that the loiv is mechuyiv to swear, and it deals eyes in the baraisa, but lemaisa the loiva will not swear. Misha pekodin etzle will swear. Why? Lishtabe malve shaloi hoisa shove el shekel v'yitel shekel. Not. That means chotshefilu meikar adin. The loiva is mechuyev ashvur di raisa von ashvur is maide bemiktsis. The loiva says, I owe you a dinner. The malva says, you owe me two dinner. So meikar adin, the loiva would have to swear. Now, the braisa says the loiva does not swear. The malva swears that it was worth a shekel. The mashkin, and he's teveya two dinner. He's teveya shekel. V'yitel shekel. The kivin, the ike shvue al ha-loive min ha-toyre. Since the loive is mechuyiv to swear, yato yochel lepoitroi bevoloiklum. That means the loive can't patter himself. The loive is amayda b'mitzas. So the loive is that means there's a din teira now on a dinner. He's made I owe you one dinner. He's given another dinner. So iyata yochel lepoitrei v'loy klum. So mi din teira, the loive is mechuyiv to swear. I don't owe you the other dinner because the mashkin was worth three dinrim. Umishum tikun oilo. But instead of going according to the letter of the law, and the loive should swear, shlo yiposel Yisrael, that a yid shouldn't become posel, shaklua lishvua minei vishadyua amalve. Let us just try a little to elaborate Taisus Muchetzich with Rashi. Melachere, pshat is like this. We have here a sichsuch between the loive and the malve. There was a mashkin that was lost. And there's a shaila, how much was this mashkin worth? Let's talk about the sefer deresh. So we have a whole scenario. The malve says, I lent you a seller. The loive agreed. And you say, lent me a seller. I lost the mashkin. The mashkin was worth a shekel. So you owe me, which is a half a seller, so you owe me a shekel. And the loiva says, no, the mashkin was worth three dinrim, I only owe you a dinner. So now the shaila is, so there's a chiyuv shvuas made of a mitzvah on the loiva. The loiva says it was worth three dinrim. The malva says it was worth two dinrim. That's the machlokes over here. So meikar adin, the loiva would swear. Now, we have to understand, we're speaking about a shuma of a mashkin. Perhaps Chazal understood a person perhaps could over-evaluate that what he possessed. Just like a person over-evaluates himself, he can over-evaluate his possessions also. He gave him a mashkin. He's under the opinion that it was worth 3 dinrim. It's worth 3 dinrim, the mashkin. The Malva says it was worth 2 dinrim. Now, the loive is going to swear. No, it was worth 3 dinrim. Now, if the Malva still has the mashkin by him, the Malva will take out the mashkin, Abaisai, look at the mashkin, let's go to Ashume. Bezno be mevara that it was worth 2 dinrim, this loive is finished. He's posala edes. He's possible shvua, he swore false. Say, no, I made a mistake, I misjudged. No. You swore it was worth 3 dinrim, we evaluate it's worth 2 dinrim. The Ktzois, Tzimach Chof Ches brings down, if a person swears false, and he not gives a whole bunch of tirutzim why he swore false, it's irrelevant. We do not accept any tirutzim. You do not accept any truth. You swore false. You swore false. You postulate this issue. So therefore, Chazal were afraid of this. This is a person that had a mashkin, and he's saying it was zichah worth 3 dinrim. The Malva says it was worth 2 dinrim. The Malva, the mashkin is the Malva says he lost the mashkin. Fine. But, so now we have a sichsuch. How much does the loiva owe him? But since the mashkin was by the malve could come out now if the loive is going to swear it was worth 2 dinrim, it was worth 3 dinrim, loive is worth 3 dinrim, the malve will take out the mashkin and will say, you see, it's only worth 2 dinrim. We passel dayid, mer de galoshen of Rashi, Shaloi Yiposel Yisrael. There's only Pasul and Ayid. As she said before, Vivsilano Laidus, he's ruined. I mean, he's ruined. He's what false as Pasul Aidus Lashmur. That's it. So in order to avoid such a catastrophe, so Chazal said, let the Malva swear. Let the Malva swear, and the Malva swears that it's worth a shekel, fine. So then we go over. It's better this way that the malve should swear and the loive should pay a shekel than the loive should swear. And it could be in the end will be he'll pay a shekel and he'll postulate a lishmur. So let the malve swear. That was the atzas chazal. Frekte gemore. Vim iso litarafune, narafune said amir de kechidish, if a shomer says that he lost a pikotin, he's chayiv to pay, whatever it is, he has to swear eine b'shusoi. We don't, even though he's losing the money, but he has to swear eine b'shusoi. Kivin de mishtabe malve she'enoi b'shusoi, Heichi motzi mapiklos. What's this whole shash over here? Chazal said that the loiva should not swear. We were scared. Maybe the malva he'll swear was worth 3 dinrim, and the malva be mitzi the mashkin. I said the malva be mitzi the mashkin. The malva has to swear that it's ainy b'shusai. Cosmi doesn't swear it's ainy b'shusai. It's nothing but the Torah. He has to swear ainy b'shusai. He swears ainy b'shusai. So he swears ainy b'shusai. So finished. So it's not b'shusai. So when, before we start the whole deal, the malva comes and says, I lost the mashkin. So mele, you put it, it was worth a shekel, you put it to pay a shekel. So Bezdin comes over to me, you lost the mashkin, please swear it's ainy b'shusai. And Ravuna says he's mechuyev to swear. So he swears ainy b'shusai. So now let the loiva swear his shvua that it was worth 3 dinrim. And there's nothing but to be afraid of, because he's worth ainy b'shusai, so he won't be mitzi the mashkin. Is a raya not like Ravuna? There's no such chiyuv shvua of ainy b'shusai. That's a raya not like Ravuna. It's a kashan Ravuna. Omar Rabbe, No, no, no. This case, you're right. Rav Huna is right. The normal cases, the Malva would have to swear, Eini Bishusoi, and there's nothing but to worry about, and he'll swear Eini Bishusoi, and the labor swear that it was worth Vidina, Mishalom HaYisrael. This Barais is speaking about Sheyesh Eidim Shen Nisrefon. This Eidim that said that this Mashkin was burnt. The Mashkin was burnt. So now, when we start the whole Din Taire, the Malva says, you know, the Mashkin is lost. It was worth a shekel. It was worth a shekel. It's lost. So Bezin tells the Malva, who says it's lost, swear it. I bring Eidim that it was burnt. Fine. He brings Eidim, it was burnt. Fine. So now, if it was burnt, I don't have to swear anyway. And if it's just Eidim say it was burnt. So the Mal says, she made such a good teret. So it's what he's afraid of. Eidim say it was burnt. Eidim say it was burnt, and Smil Dasri doesn't have to swear that it's Eidim Bishusai. So he say, but let the Malva swear, because the Malva swear is going to be, he's going to be, take out the Mashkin and show that the Malva swore false. I can take out the Mashkin. The Mashkin is burnt. Zakash and Rab. Yochim Eichim Maisiwa. So it's Billy Ploin, what did Rabba hold? I mean, opposite of Teretz. So the Ritva says an interesting pshat in Rabbe. Rabbe's Eidim said like this. There was a Mashkin, let us say for practical purposes, the Mashkin was a beggar. He had a Mashkin, a beggar. Eidim said that they saw a Mashkin with this and this simen that was burnt. That they saw kolom. They asked the loive, did your beggar have this and this simen? Yes. Yeah, my beggar had this and this simen. So now, when it comes to the shaila, do we have to be mechayev, the malva to swear ene b'shusoi? This is enough of a bira. Eidim said, a beged with a simen was burnt. I know klor that the beged of the loive had a simen. So to swear ene b'shusoi, to swear ene b'shusoi, we won't be mechayev to swear ene b'shusoi. I may be, this is another beggar, if two God would also have the same simen. That could be. But to be mechayev, the malve, a shvu of ene b'shusoi, if we have such facts already that we know klor, a beggar with the simen was burnt, and we know that the loivis beggar, which was a mashkin, also had the simen, that's enough of a biru to us that we won't be mechayim the malva to swear any b'shusay. That was Rabbi's teretz. But Rabbi says, is this 100% biru that the malva doesn't have the mashkin? Could be still has the mashkin. I mean, it could very well be that this is only assumptions. This is a simen. Eidim saw, they don't know that this is the loivis beged. They saw a beged where the simen was burnt, and the loivis beged had this and this simen. But it could be the loivis beged was not burnt. And this is another beged that was burnt. And if the loivis is going to swear, the mouth is going to take out the beged, and he's going to pass them later to the shvuah. Mate, we have to understand one thing. Let's perhaps a little be mamchish, a little disinyan over here. We have here a sichsach between a malve and a loive. The malve says that it was worth a shekel. The loive says it was worth 3 dinar. Fine. We're going to go meikar adin. The loive is going to swear it was worth 3 dinar. The loive swears it's worth 3 dinar. Shvur the raise. The loive is nemo. Now, everyone is going to look at the malve. I mean, it's a little krum at the malva. Your tiny was worth 2 dinrim, the loiva swore, and the loiva is believed, the shvur, the raif, he swore is believed. I mean, the malva is going to do everything what he can do to disprove delay that. His comfort is at stake, at risk. I mean, the lame was worth 3 dinrim. He was, the vein was worth 2 dinrim, and then the whole tumult, they went the best in the lame war. So he's gonna do anything that he can do. Now, if he can bring out the mashkin and prove that it's taka worth 2 dinrim, so he accomplished something, but good. He showed that he was right. And he passed the loive, this and shvuah, he's bagrobim showing the loive. His covenant is chai v'kayim. So that's what Chazal were afraid of. Chazal were afraid of such a scenario. Therefore, that's what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, we're speaking about a case that there's enough of a birul that we will not be mechayev the malva to swear eina b'shusai, because Edim said they saw a beged was burnt with such and such simon, and we know that the loiv is beged had such and such simon. So to be mechayev the malva to swear eina b'shusai, we won't be mechayev. But we still have to be afraid. Could be the mashkin is still kayim by the mashkin is still kayim by the malve, and if the loiv is going to swear, and the malve is going to make ashen blota from the loiv. So that's shot. So we said, let the malve swear. Let's not let the malve swear. That was Rabbi's chesed. The Gemara held it as a, you don't tanse, if it's enough of a bira to swear, neini b'shusoi, so we don't have to be chayish to think. There's such a, that already is a matter of opinion, what Rabbi held, and what the Gemara held. The Gemara, the hochi mechi, maisi, you don't have to be chayish. If it's enough of a bira that he doesn't swear, neini b'shusoi, it's enough of a bira, you don't have to be chayish that the mashkin is still by the malve. The mal will be might see it. Okay. Hello, Omar Rav Yosef. It's speaking about another case. Sheyesh Edim Shenignevo. 2 Edim came and said that this mashkin was gigamvit. The mashkin was gigamvit. Now we can't tell the mal to swear in the Beshusai. 2 Edim saw that it was gigamvit. So fine, I don't have to swear. So that's why he doesn't have to swear. Respect the Gemara. Saif mehechi maisilo. So what are you afraid of? So finish. So it's gigambit. So right, if nothing, what to worry about, that the malva will be moitzi the mashkin, to aid him say it's stolen. So if it's stolen, it's stolen. So memeilo, what's here to worry about? The Torah umaisilo. No. Again. Let's picture what happened over here. If the loiv is going to swear, again, then the malvis covered is at stake, the loivis swore was worth 3 dinrim in dust. The malva is going to do everything in his power to prove that the loiv is wrong and that he's right. So it was stolen. No, so you could, it's when I hate it, everything that's stolen, you can't find the ganet. The Torah umaisilo. No. The loiv is gonna swear that it was worth 2 dinrim, and everyone looks at him krum, that he wanted to steal from the loiv, and the loiv swore. The Torah umaisilo. He's going to be teireyach, and he is going to find the ganef, and to find the mashkin, and then he's gonna prove that the loiv swore false. So if you, we're talking about at the present time, the mashkin is stolen. And we do not let the loive swear because we're afraid the malve will find the mashkin and prove that the loive swore false and pass on the loive. Fragt der Gemorre, I hochi ki mishtabe malve, nami litrach loive velaisi. So what did you accomplish? He said, let the malve swear. So what happened? We have the same cover the other way around. So the malve swears, it was worth a shekel. It was worth a shekel. No, the levy, look at the levy. The levy said it was worth 3 dinars. The mamas was worth a shekel. That's paskins he has to pay now 2 dinars. So the levy is going to go and try to find his gannet and get the mashkin, and he's going to prove that it's like a worth 3 dinars, and we're going to bagrob them over now. I mean, if you're crying about such things, we have such motivations which can bring about that will pass a layit. So what are you accomplishing by telling the malva to swear? The loiva will now pass on the malva. So the malva says no. The loiva's hands are tied. Vishleime malva, yoda man ka'ayil v'nofek v'beise. The malva knows who was in his house. So memele, he has a way. So he can figure out who the ganav was. He has a kaponim, some leads to figure out who the ganav was. And if he has a strong motivation to find the ganav, he'll find him. You got him, Matsosi Tamim. El loive, the loive, he'll never be able to find the ganav. Mi yoda manayel v'nofik v'beisei the malve. He knows whoever goes into the house of the malve. So that's how Rabbi Yosef said Pshat in this paraisa, that we're speaking about, we had a problem on Rav Hunen, that if there's a shvur of Einei Bushusai, there's nothing but to be afraid of. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, we're speaking about a case that there's no shvur of Einei Bushusai, there's Eidim, that it was stolen. Fafal Pikain, if the loiva will swear, there's a mokim lochish that the malve will be able to retrieve the mashkin and passel the loiva. So that's why we tell the malve to swear, and that's pshat. Abaya omar, gzeira shemo yitain, V'yoyim aloi acha shvue mitzosia. The Taisus HaRosh, this Chilukei Deis, and this, but I'd just like to mention the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh says, Loi shiye choshed shenishba l'shaker, elo chipeis v'loi motza. That's what it's speaking about. Let's go back to the case. The malva says, I lost the mashkin. So they told him, well, Ravuna, you lost the mashkin. Swear that it's Einei Bushusai. So he'll swear, I'll tell you, I looked high and low, I didn't see it, so I'll swear, I don't know that it's Bushusai. I mean, who knows that? I look, I don't find it. So I'll swear, Shaini De Shibushusi. So for Rav Hunish, that's enough. I mean, yes, this way it's Shaini Bushusi. If he's holding it, he can't swear Shaini De Shibushusi. He says, I looked for it. I lost it. I don't think it's Bushusi. Fine. So Mamela, so he swore. It's Shaini De Shibushusi. Fine. Now, the loiva is going to swear. The loiva is going to swear that it was worth 3 dinrim. And now, again, now the pressure is back on the malva. 3 dinrim, he said it was worth 2 dinrim. I'll look again. I mean, listen, he'll have a motivation to look again. The loiva swore it was worth 2 dinrim, and then he says it was 3 dinrim. He'll look again. Shem, and then he'll find the taket. So he said, well, so he'll taine, exeger Shem Yitain, be him, lay achashvu, and mitzasiya. I'm telling you the truth. I swore taket, ain't he a day, shibi shusi. Now he swore, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Then he swore, swore to dinrim, so I decided to look again, and I looked, and he got him, mitzasi tamin. So that's pshat in the baraisa. So Rav Hunah is right. The malve, the balamashkin has to swear has to swear any bishusai, but by swearing any bishusai, this will not bring about a tikkun akloli. If you swear any bishusai and the loive will swear how much it's worth, the malva can still be mighty the mashkin and they'll passel the loive made this a mishuach. I mean, that's what we're afraid of. So let everybody, the malva swear. That is pshat. So this was Abaye's Mahalach. Rabashi Omar, the whole problem is in Shvel. Yes, Nidakasha and Ravune. Zen Nishpa. There's two different Shvuas. 100%. The Malve has to swear, ain't it the Shusai? The loive swears his shvua of meida b'miktzis, and that the b'rais isn't talking about. Mi nishba, the b'rais means who swears first. That's the shail of the b'rais. Mi nishba, who swears first? Yen is chayev a shvua of meida b'miktzis. The malve is chayev a shvua of einei b'shusai. Who swears first? Who are mechaber to swear first? That's what the b'rais is speaking about. Zen nishba v'zen nishba. Zen nishba sheni b'shusay. V'zen nishba kamo yishove. V'hochi koma. That what the b'raisa says. Mi nishba t'chile. Who swears first? Malva nishba t'chile. Oh, that's what it means. I thought the malva swears the loivishvu and the shabbos of the maskin. The malva nishba t'chile. Shemo yishba zeh. Because if the loiv is going to swear his shvua, that how much the mashkin was worth, the yaitzei alos epikodim. So mele, Ravashi had gone, I find that it's, you're learning wrong pshat in the barais. And the barais is, I think others want to say that according to Ravashi, you have a makor to Ravune, that is a shvus ha-mishneh. According to Ravashi, Fakir, Dor Shteit Ravune's din. You're looking at Makar Ravune. The Mishnah, Dor Shteit Toch. That the Mi Nish Batchila, the Zichra Shvua Veine Beshusai. Mi Nish Batchila. What does Rashi say? Zeh Nish Ba Loive, Shashvua Lov Nish Ba Kama Shove. Malvim Nish Batchila, Shaine Beshusai. Ravune bar tachlifa mishmei derova omar reisha de seife tiyufte la Ravune. And we had here a reisha and a seife. And the reisha de seife, the reisha of the seife tiyufte la Ravune. Now you bring out the reisha of the seife. The reisha of the seife was the loive was teveya the malve. The loive comes to the malve and says as follows: Sela hilvisani olov shtayim hayeshov. So the loive comes to the malve. You lent me a sela. The mashkin was worth 2 sloim, so you owe me a sela. Va'lo oimer, and the malve says loy ki ela sela ibisich olov sela hayeshov. Pota. So memela bekitzer the loive tells the malve, you owe me a sela, because the mashkin was worth 2 sloim. The malve tells the loive, I don't owe you a penny, because the mashkin was worth 1 sela. So potter, he's potter, because he's a kaifer haker. If we hold like Ravune, that the malve has to swear, ain't it b'shusai, that's what he has to swear. Migo de mishtabe malve sheni bishusei lishtabe nami agilgu shvua kamo yeshove. So here we have a kasha and Ravune. If there's such a shvua of eini bishusei, so now we have the malve in our hands. Good. You don't know, but eini bishusei you have to swear. So let's be megalgo, so swear already how much it was worth already. This is bitter. Let's see what Rashi says. Reisha de seif avet yufte lafunem. Reisha, what's, Reisha is tvias malve. Seife, tvias loive. Reisha de Seife de Ktoni Potter Betvias Leuve, that the Malve is Potter Betvias Leuve. So since if Rav Huna is right, so let the Malve have to swear how much the Mashkin was worth, a Gilgo Shvue, the Taina She'ein Bo Shvue. In Taina She'yesh Bo Shvue, Megalganol of Shvuli Shabal Shteyem. V'gilgul shvue, the raise he b'kedushin, there's such a concept of gilgul shvue. So it's bitter. Ravashi, Amrisa Lishmaite Kamid Rav Kahana. I told us all this kasha to Rav Kahana. For Omar Li Tehei Bamaminoi. I'll tell you, it's speaking about that the Loive trusts the Malve that it's Aine Bushusai. That means like this. Yeah, that it's talking about that the loiva is money from the malve sella, because the mashkin was worth 2 shloim. The malve says it's worth 1 sella. So we yes takashe, so good. So on that is a kaifa hakel, but let him, since he has to swear in the bishusai, so let him swear gilgushwood. So the Mos says Taiba Mina. It's speaking about that the Loiva trusts the Malva. No, he doesn't have to swear any Bishusai. I trust him. He says he lost it. In fact, the Mos says, oops, are you making a kimt? It's speaking about that the Loiva trusts the Malva. So Mamela, so all of a sudden you're a mammon. The Tehevi Loiva la Malva Nami Baha Kama Hovishovit. He says it was worth a seller. You're saying it's worth 2 sloy. When it comes to if it's ain't the bishus, you say, no, I trust the malva. So he says it's worth a seller. So you're a mamin. So trust him, the malva. So he says, lakim lebegav. No. He doesn't know. I had the maskin the whole time. I gave it to him. He wasn't made some late. So he thinks it's worth a seller. I know it was worth 2 sloy. In fact, the Gemara, so we're talking about trustworthy people, Be'etzim, the Loive trusts the Malva. You don't have to swear any bishus, I trust you. And the value of the Mashkin, not I don't trust you, you weren't Mason Lave to figure out how much the Mashkin was really worth. In fact, the Gemara, the Nehemne Malva la Loive de Kimle Begavi. So why doesn't the Malva trust the Loive? We're talking about own dimension. So he zichen knows, the Loive zichen knows better than the Malva how much it was worth. But Nehemne like, no. The Malva doesn't trust the Loive. He's a liar. In fact, the Gemara, Umayshna Loive de Mehemne la Malva. So that's how about the Mais, we're making a kimt over here. The Loive trusts the Malva. And the Malva doesn't trust the Loive. So the Gemara says, Loive mekayim bebe Malva tuva tumas yishorim tamchem. Malva mekayim bebe Loive veselav boigdim yishadim. The Loive sees the Malva as a rich person. No, the Rabbein Shalom knows. If the Rabbein Shalom gave him a shiris, the Rabbein Shalom knows his elach, Tumas Yeshorim, the Tmimus of Yeshorim, Tamchim, the Rabbein Shalom will be manchadem, will give them shefa, brocha, but if he's a rich person, some of the Rabbein Shalom knows his elach. So he says that he lost it, the Rabbein Shalom gave him money, I'll trust him also. The Malva doesn't trust the Loive, Vesela Boigdim Yeshadim. That a boyger, the krumkeit for the boy, that makes he should be poor. Huh? He has to come, he needs all boys. Oh. So that, my stay says nishtelach. The Rabbein Shalom knows who to give panosa to, who not to give panosa to. So the malva doesn't, this is normal. Everyone works with psukim. The malva doesn't trust the life, but the life trusts the malva. So this is not a deichitik al kimte. Zot Rashi. Tei b'amine, hodik toni b'pota b'mamine loy b'lamalve she'enei b'shus. So the Gemara asked, if the Leiva believes the Malva, believe him that he says it was worth one cent. Lekim le begave, mei mama Leiva, lekim le Malva begave, the mashkin. Leinosan datei olam le das tomav. He didn't study, he wasn't mesim das to the mashkin to really figure out the true value. In fact, the Gemara, maishne de noke tanda le milse b'ochi, shezeh nemen azeh, v'zeh ne nemen azeh. Loive mekayim b'malva mikrozet tumis yishoyim tanchem. Loish adam nam adam neman v'yoshehu. Loihoyu ma'ashrin ois min ha'shamayim. Shneima tumas yishorim tanchem. So kaponim and the loive, the malva is another posik about the loive. This is shitas, this is the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Shem yoytzi Allah apikotin. Perish Rashiv yivsalenu leedis leshvua. So that's why they made a takonim that the loyve should not swear. Because Rabbeinu Tam, the chosh came. That means if there's a chash that the malva salers the pikotin and he can prove that the loyve is lying, so sheish ba loyve. Choshken sheyish ba loyve, so because the loyve has pressure on himself, he knows he can be disproved. The malva could be, he has the mashkin. The choshken, so let the loyve swear, shohu yedakdik yoysa lishova behemes, kidei shelo yivsalenu amalva. So manav shech, if, so Taisus is asking Akash, if you're afraid he's fooling himself, so fakil, since it could be the malva can disprove him before he swears and he knows it's, he might be proven wrong, because he can be medagdix. And so it's better he should swear. Ah, you'll say he's a Ramai. This guy's a Ramai, and so we make a takona le Ramai. Rikaima de Chaishin and Shemin Hamashkin Yiskalkal Achreke, the Yetzi Olav Las, Afal Pishim Nishbabemis. Oh, this is the Chash. The Chash is, the Leivel swear it was worth, the Leivel swear it was worth three dinrim. And could be the Mashkin became Niskalkal, and then the Mal will take out the Mashkin and say, see, it's worth two dinrim. And there'll be mighty laws. That's what we're afraid of. There'll be mighty laws on the loiver. In Cain, Mikoboke, my porch, Besomach, Kimishtave, Malva, the Gemara asked, if you're afraid that after it was stolen, the Malva will be matrich to find the Ganev. So the Gemara asked, Kimishtave, Malva, Namilitrach, Loiver, Velaisi, that the loiver will be terech and find it. Vahashte, Ishove Yoise im Kainishka Nishba Lesheke, Bachoshken Shizor Bishwosai. Fakert, if the Hokshash is only Alta Laz, Eif Shemin is Kalkul, but the other way around, if the Loiv is Taka right, and the Taka worth more, so the Malvazichas be more careful to swear. The Nizmael Taisus doesn't like Rashish Pshav. The Nirel Bainetam Keperisha Bainachananu, the nire kemay shvuel avatola. That means we're not chas on shloi apostle Yisrael. It looks like we swore a shvuel avatola. Uginayhu lishava eiche shadova mispare acheke. That means to permit such a shvue to be made. And later it will be nisbara that this was it will be nisbara the true shabbies of the mashkin shemal v'yoytzi is apikotin some amele, so that's called the shvula batola. That means the malva will be mavar, so the whole shvula was unnecessary because the malva later will prove what it was really worth. Avikir mina le'al malva lo yishava. He won't swear. At sheyeda shelo yuchal lamotza. He won't swear till he knows he can't be found. So maybe that's not called a shvula batol. But here it looks like a shvua that was sworn without any reason, because we have, we're swearing about a mashkin, and later we'll how much it was worth, and then we'll see we'll have the mashkin in front of us, so the whole shvua was levatol. Yeah. Let's just, to finish the sugya, let us, just have some kasha, why it's not mentioned in the old shvua's hanaitlam. Just let's, see the two taishin lamet. Hey, Miga de Mishtave Malve Sha'ene Bishusoi. So the Mashah has a gilsa over here. The Gemara asked Takashem and Rav Huna, the Gemara asked Takashem that the Reisha the Seifer, since the Malve is to swear in the Bishusa, let him swear al Gilgul. So the Mashah has the gilsa la Rav Huna, Ula Rav Yosef leiporich elo labaye Ravasi. That means, according to Rav Yosef, Lavuna Rav Yosef leiporich. Rav Yosef said that it is speaking about that there was Edim shenignavo. That's what Rav Yosef said. So according to Rav Yosef, there is no shvua whatsoever that the malveh to swear in the b'shusai. It's speaking about its Edim Shenignavo. The Kasha is only according to Abaye and Ravashi. He says, Abaye said that, he does swear that Edim Bishusai. Ravashi also says that he swears. So they're the Gemara's the Kasha, since he swears, so there should be a Gilgul Shvua. El Abaye v'Ravashi libe de Ravune. So the Gemara says the Sefer is speaking about that the Loive trusts the Malve, and that's why there's no Gilgul Shvua. Bereisha le'motzi le'ukmi hochi. So Tosfos says say b'zoi that we yes takasha and Ravune from the Reisha. Yes takasha from the Reisha. Why are you afraid? Shemi yoitzi halo. There the loive will not believe the malve, because if he'll believe the malve, so then he won't be able to swear and the malve swear. So then he won't believe the malve to take away his right to shua. So there it was a deichik to say that it's speaking about the maminai.